Welcome. After having listened to the two introductions on the top of my website, you are invited here to go deeper into your meditation just by brief words which you can hear like a chain, for example, to bring a subject you want to bring healing to, through something which lasts a bit longer, or separately, just by randomly listen to this or that. The word self, which I just copied in that form from Ramana Maharshi, is used in this form as the point where God always says to you, I am you, I am you. And you can say, yes, oh yes, please let me understand. I am you, you are me. This is a point in your heart that when you find it, changes all. For a moment, it changes even the atmosphere around you, and then it changes the world step by step. Every second, you get self-aware of this self. It's a very big service and worth to everything that is. At Ramana's teachings, you can read that he always says that the world as it appears finally or basically does not really exist. Absolutely not in that form like you experience it. All those questions we never can solve by our knowledge or by our thoughts. Whenever you go into your heart and say, please God, be you my love, and you feel something, you get silent and aware of this, ask this, what appears in your heart, for all further instructions. For example, please God, help me to love my neighbor. Be you the love, show you in my heart how this love is in the moment as you are it. It's something kind of, please, you are the one who is doing this all, not me. But in that moment when it appears as love in the heart, I am getting this. And this is the moment where God shows you, I am you. Your heart is my heart. And when you expand into the world, then the world is growing to a better place. But now, even when Ramana says the world is not existent that way, ask God in your heart, please show me in my heart now, please show me. It's not a mantra, it's a real prayer. Please, God, show me how to expand, how to say, please be you my love and be you the expansion of my love for everybody. Please show me how to expand, how to be there, even in a world that finally does not exist. You will feel something in the heart. Its reaction is all, for all your questions, that makes your heart coming forward and growing into the big oneness of everything. Some spiritual masters say the big nothing of everything. This is a two various side phenomena. That is the same. It depends from the standpoint of getting it into awareness. If the big oneness is everything or nothing. It is only something God can finally show you in your heart. So ask Him. Oh yeah. And while God comes more and more up into the consciousness that you are this, it's finally your wisdom with which you can touch the others. As you are just there, they will feel the wisdom and they will find their answers. But it is nothing, a separate, it's at no time, it's a separated your wisdom. This you does not exist, it's only existent as a transmitter for that moment when it's leaving your heart and touching the others. There's no sense in finding more words for this. So enjoy the next audios, the next audios next.